This picture of a hot early stage of the universe was first put forward by the scientist George Gamow in a famous paper written in 1948 with a student of his, Ralph Alpher. Gamow had quite a sense of humor. He persuaded the nuclear scientist Hans Bethe to add his name to the paper to make the list of authors. Alpher, Bethe, Gamow, like the first three letters of the Greek alphabet, Alpha, Beta, Gamma, and particularly appropriate for a paper on the beginning of the universe. In this paper, they made the remarkable prediction that radiation in the form of photons from the very hot early stages of the universe should still be around today, but with its temperature reduced to only a few degrees above absolute zero. Absolute zero, minus 273 degrees Celsius, is the temperature at which substances contain no heat energy, and is thus the lowest possible temperature. It was this microwave radiation that Penzias and Wilson found in 1965. At the time that Alpher, Bethe, and Gamow wrote their paper, not much was known about the nuclear reactions of protons and neutrons. Predictions made for the proportions of various elements in the early universe were therefore rather inaccurate, but these calculations have been repeated in the light of better knowledge and now agree very well with what we observe. It is, moreover, very difficult to explain in any other way why about one quarter of the mass of the universe is in the form of helium. But there are problems with this picture. In the hot Big Bang model, there was not enough time in the early universe for heat to have flowed from one region to another. This means that the initial state of the universe would have to have had exactly the same temperature everywhere in order to account for the fact that the microwave background has the same temperature in every direction we look. Moreover, the initial rate of expansion would have had to be chosen very precisely for the rate of expansion still to be so close to the critical rate needed to avoid collapse. It would be very difficult to explain why the universe should have begun in just this way, except as the act of a God who intended to create beings like us. In an attempt to find a model of the universe in which many different initial configurations could have evolved to something like the present universe, a scientist at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, Alan Guth, suggested that the early universe might have gone through a period of very rapid expansion. This expansion is said to be inflammatory, meaning that the universe at one time expanded at an increasing rate. According to Guth, the radius of the universe increased by a million, 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 one with 30 zeros after it, times in only a tiny fraction of a second. Any irregularities in the universe would have been smoothed out by this expansion, just as the wrinkles in a balloon are smoothed away when you blow it up. In this way, inflation explains how the present smooth and uniform state of the universe could have evolved from many different non-uniform initial states. So we are therefore fairly confident that we have the right picture, at least going back to about 1 billion trillion trillionth of a second after the Big Bang. After all this initial turmoil, within only a few hours of the Big Bang, the production of helium and some other elements such as lithium would have stopped, and after that, for the next million years or so, the universe would have just continued expanding without anything much happening. Eventually, once the temperature had dropped to a few thousand degrees and electrons and nuclei no longer had enough energy of motion to overcome the electromagnetic attraction between them, they would have started combining to form atoms. The universe as a whole would have continued expanding and cooling, but in regions that were slightly denser than average, this expansion would have been slowed down by the extragravitational attraction. This attraction would eventually stop expansion in some regions and cause them to start to collapse. As they were collapsing, the gravitational pull of matter outside these regions might start them rotating slightly. As the collapsing region got smaller, it would spin faster, just as skaters spinning on ice spin faster as they draw in their arms. Eventually, when the region got small enough, it would be spinning fast enough to balance the attraction of gravity, and in this way, disk-like rotating galaxies were born. Other regions that did not happen to pick up a rotation would become oval objects called elliptical galaxies. In these, the region would stop collapsing because individual parts of the galaxy would be orbiting stably around its center, but the galaxy would have no overall rotation.